Not Safe After Dark by Peter Robinson. Volume 1. Read by Robert Glenister and David Shaw Parker. Summer Rain. And exactly how many times have you died, Mr. Singer?
14.
That's 14 I've managed to uncover. They say that each human being has lived about 20 incarnations. But it's the last one I'm telling you about. See, I died by violence. I was murdered.
Detective Constable Susan Gay made a note on the yellow pad in front of her. When she looked down, she noticed that she had doodled an intricate pattern of curves and loops, a bit like Spaghetti Junction, during the few minutes she had been talking to Jerry Singer. She tried to keep the skepticism out of her voice.
Uh-huh. And when was this, sir?
1966, July. That makes it exactly 32 years ago this week.
I see.
Jerry Singer had given his age as 31, which meant that he had been murdered a year before he was born.
How do you know it was 1966? Susan asked.
Singer leaned forward. He was a remarkably intense young man, Susan noticed. Thin to the point of emaciation, with glittering green eyes behind wire-rimmed glasses. He looked as if the lightest breeze would blow him away. His fine red hair had a gossamer quality that reminded Susan of spiders' webs. He wore jeans, a red T-shirt and a grey anorak, its shoulders darkened by the rain. Though he said he came from San Diego, California, Susan could detect no trace of suntan.
"It's like this," he began.